Okay. All right, so you're good to go. All
Good to go.
right, let me check. How am I looking? Because I can't see myself. All right. Three, two, one. Welcome everyone back to our October edition of Defender's Digest. It's a pleasure to be talking to you this month about all things European security. So I'd like to give you a recap. I'll just continue on. And this month we have a special edition for you since it is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. This year's theme is Secure Our World, and our mission at Anapsys is to do just that. So we will dive into what that means for us a little bit later. As always, let's start off with Patch Tuesday findings from this month. JP, do you want to do the honors?
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul, and a pleasure to be here doing the Defenders Digest again in this such a special month of October. So this Patch Tuesday, it's seems like somehow coordinated. It's like somehow giving a little bit of relief to the defenders because it was a pretty light Patch Tuesday for the SAP defenders, right? People that has to go and apply patches and work through the latest vulnerabilities fixed by SAP. Well, October was almost like a record low, and I mean record, like probably the lowest in the past 5 years. So it's a good thing because it's less work for the defenders, but it's important to still continue working towards analyzing those patches, prioritizing and working through whatever is coming through the pipe from the ERP vendors. In this, as I mentioned, this was really like really low, only 9 new and updated nodes compared to the 20-ish average that we see month after month. There's been an update on the business client, Chromium. So it's important. That's an 8.8 CVSS. And then log injection in NetWare application server Java, for which you need to apply 2 patches, 2 of those subsecurity nodes. So, yeah, given the fact that this is a low month, I don't have much more on that topic, Paul. So back to you.
Well, thanks for the update on that, JP. One of the things that we wanted to talk to you about too, which has been recently in the news, is the HTTP2 rapid reset vulnerability. So at a high level, what this HTTP2 rapid reset situation is when you think about HTTP1, you can send a request to websites, and when you send those requests, they're sequential. You send a request, it responds back. HTTP2 takes it to a different level altogether. In the same web connection, you can engage multiple streams in that one connection. So this rapid reset situation, it essentially allows for an attacker to open up a session and have hundreds of streams with the target website. And when they open up those streams, they can go ahead and cancel those connections, which enables them to create even more streams in that same session. So as this attack is happening, the target website is dealing with all of these streams coming in, and it's taking up that web server's processing cycles to deal with each of those stream requests, which essentially can lead to a denial of service attack. So a lot of the providers and a lot of the applications out there have been working to find this type of attack and to address it so that they're not able to conduct this denial of service on the target website. So that's currently what's been happening out there in the news with respect to these rapid reset attacks that we've seen Google addressing and other companies like Cloudflare addressing as well. With that said, I'm going to hand back over to JP to talk about Time to Exploit Trends, a new article that was released just yesterday.
Thanks, Paul. So basically, on September 28th, Mandiant released their Time to Exploit research. So based on the information that they compile on incident response, on threat intel, they have a lot of different sources. So they analyze and put together what is the time for to first exploitation of different type of vulnerabilities, zero-day vulnerabilities, end-day vulnerabilities. So we got that and we correlated that with what we see from a threat intel perspective on the SAP and Oracle side. And there's been a couple of interesting data points coming from both, right? Mandiant research as well as Onapsis research fueled by these additional data points. The first one is the number of CVEs continues to increase, right? So on one hand, if we look at the National Vulnerability Database, we look at the overall number of CVEs year after year, there's a continuous increase of vulnerabilities. And that shouldn't be a surprise. Our lives are becoming more and more digital. There are new applications every day. There are new products every day. There are new devices every day. So it shouldn't be a surprise that vulnerabilities are increasing because the actual digital footprint of our lives is also increasing. But also together with that, the number of exploited CVEs increased. So it's really like a relationship between the number of vulnerabilities and number of exploited vulnerabilities. As one increases, the other increases as well, showing that threat actors are really continuing the evolution of embracing vulnerabilities and leveraging them. And if we look at the not only the National Vulnerability Database data set, but also SAP and Oracle, we also see an increase in terms of trend line of the vulnerabilities that are being patched and the CVEs that are being fixed by these vendors. So from the side of the ERP software, there's also an increase on vulnerabilities, and there's also an increase in exploitation, right? So we see that continuous exploitation of these vulnerabilities from our threat intelligence side. The time to exploit continues to decrease, right? Mandiant released this research in three opportunities, 2018 and 2019, 2020 to 2021, and 2021 to 2022. And there's a clear decrease in the time to exploit from when a vulnerability becomes known all the way till it starts being exploited or there's first evidence of exploitation. So it's threat actors are becoming faster and faster to exploit those vulnerabilities, to automate and make that exploitation. Also, the number and variety of exploited targets is increasing, right? It used to be that threat actors were very much focused on Microsoft, Apple, like the operating system, the most widely used technologies. Well, now that's changing. The threat actors are exploiting everything and anything they can, including ERP applications. So it's no longer a monopoly of the threat actors focusing on large technology providers or the most important ones, operating systems and those and the likes. Now it's broader. So that means that defenders need to also broaden their scope of defense. And last but not least, older vulnerabilities are still valuable targets for threat actors. So it's not true that threat actors will only use the latest zero-day and the latest cool and hot vulnerability, hot off the press. No, they still go and continue exploitation and continue leveraging those old vulnerabilities that are still present in a lot of places, in a lot of companies. So I wanted to summarize the key points of this research and also thank Mandiant because they do great research as well. And with that as a base, we can also combine with our own research and really provide more focused insights to SAP and Oracle defenders.
Definitely. Thank you, JP, on that. And if you want to know more about what we just talked about, please go to onapsis.com. A blog article was published on this in greater detail. So you'll be able to take a look at the statistics and the numbers that that we put out just yesterday. Now, in light of Cybersecurity Awareness Month and the theme of Secure Our World, we love talking about this kind of stuff. It's important to make sure that you are indeed having a well-run vulnerability management program. And by that well-run, it is understanding what the vulnerabilities are, how they apply to your environment, and to apply them as quickly as you can, because what JP just talked about, the time to exploit is decreasing. So it is hugely important to make sure that you are patching your systems. And as a matter of fact, advisories have just come out yesterday and today from CISA and the FBI that talk about the same thing, just generally speaking across the industry. It's patch your systems timely and as quickly as you can. Now, you know, our team, the Onapsis Research Lab Security Offensive Team, very great team of researchers. A lot of work goes into understanding ERP security by the team. Humbled to work with the team. The team is also in high demand for conducting red teaming exercises. And in those penetration tests that the team does, I have to tell you that the team always finds stuff. You know, it's so it underlines, it underscores just the importance of having a well-run, well-funded, and a well-executive adopted program for vulnerability management. That is one of the very first things that any organization can do. So please go ahead and make sure that you are updating your systems, because even again, from our own red teaming exercises out there in the world, we do find stuff all the time. With that said, if you want us to help, please reach out. We can. And at the same time, we are hiring. So just as a plug for the team, if you're interested, please look at our careers page. We are hiring for the Onapsis Research Labs. We're growing our team. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, JP. I continue to love doing these things with you. And we will see you in November.
Thank you, Paul. And thanks, everyone. See you next month.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Well, that went well.
All right.
I love the orange background. Did you know